You tuned in to the YBBI show on 187radio.com.
I am your boy Black Ice from Richmond. I am your boy Black Ice from Richmond. I am your boy Black Ice from Richmond. It's the West Coast, East Bay, Richmond, Cali.
Yes, sir. It's the YBBI show right here on 187 Radio, and I am your host, your boy Black Ice. That's where you get the YBBI from. And this is the only place where you're going to go from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France, and back in 1 hour. That's 1 hour every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. in France. That's 9 p.m. in France, which is 12 noon in the West Coast, Richmond, Cali. That's San Francisco Bay Area, which makes it 3 p.m. in New York. And that makes it like 9 a.m. in Hawaii, and I don't know what time it is out there in Russia and Siberia, but you know, I got to put the Hawaii and the Siberia on it today, because today is a very, very, very special show. If you've been listening to the show, you already noticed that we did something different, right? We got some new music. Normally, I play that instrumental today, Drinking Dominoes with me, Brother Dre, and Clint Fent, the rapping president, but today, you know, we threw some new music up under there. This is from the boy Breeze from Diamond Style Productions out there in Siberia, Russia. You know what I'm saying? He put out a new album called Rhythmaholic. That's what's up. All the way from motherfucking Russia, goddammit. I told him, man, you know, I think you're dope, cousin. I think you're dope. You know what I'm saying? The song that I did with you, the song that you made for me, and I put Renesy, we got who fucking with that song? Renesy, Breeze, your boy Black Ice. Well, let's put it together. Breeze from Russia, Renesy from the Rich, your boy Black Ice from the Rich. We got K Lou doing some recording on that shit. And we got Digital D, you know what I'm saying? OGs. And that song is tight. That shit, I'm leaving on the next train. Oh, man. But y'all hear that. Y'all hear that. I told you I was doing the collab album. The collab album. Your boy Black Ice going international. Yeah, man. We touched Italy with Gab Gatto. We touched Poland with Grande Funk. We touched Siberia, Russia. We touched France. Oh, it's going down. So what we going to do is, while we doing all the talking and whatnot through today's show, we going to slap that Rhythmaholic from Siberia, Russia. That new Siberia, Russia. But why else is it special today? Why else is it special? Because we got on the phone, a phone conversation with Disco Alamo. The boy, he's a Bay Area Richmond pioneer. You know why? Because he was the first dude to put out a rap record from Richmond, California. I know that I said that I was in there in the beginning, but I wasn't the first dude, I wasn't the second dude. You feel me? So, we got Disco Alamo called in. He gonna tell us, you know, what he was doing and what he been doing and how he did what he did and whatnot. But I don't want to give it up. What I think I should do, I think I should give y'all a little bit of history on how we hooked this up. You know, I come from the city of Rich, right? Richmond, California. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that I say that I put my first professional tape out back in 1992 with the Poe Black Citizen. And I got this thing that I say, well, shit. When you think about Master P and Chili Powder and, you know, all these, and Magic Mike and whatnot, I say, well, shit, I must have been one of the first dudes in Richmond to put out a real project. You know, I ain't saying I was the first one. I ain't saying I was the second or third. I'm just saying that when you get to 2009 and you backtrack all the way to 92, Poe Black Citizen, you know, Trav Lyrics, your boy Black Ice, and Poetry, we had to be like one of the first rappers to put something out within the city of Richmond, within that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, Starlight Studios was there, and there's a whole bunch of people that came through the studio, but just in terms of where we were, what we were doing at the time, we was one of them dudes, right? So All right, fast forward to 2009, right? It's about to be my 20-year high school reunion, you know what I'm saying? I'm over on Blog Talk Radio. We all on Facebook. What's up, Kid K? You know, what's up, OG Moms? You know what I'm saying? We got the hookup on Facebook, right? So I decide that all this typing and shit is really not my thing. You know, if y'all know, man, I've been on the air right here on 187 Radio for a year. You know what I'm saying? And I still ain't said everything that I want to say about me. But it ain't about me right now. Well, yes, it is, because it's the YBVI show. But I've been on here for a year. And I've been talking over here, so I decided on Facebook, you know, let's talk over there. You know, let's add some sound to this typing. You know, everybody typing and they talking about what they have for lunch and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. So I hit up my homeboy, St. Oz, DJ Ozomatic. You know what I'm saying? One of only the cats that call me Black Ice all the way back from, you know, 95, 96. You feel me? So I hit him and I was like, what's up, cuz? You want to do this little 30-minute radio show to kind of highlight what's happening on the Blog Talk Radio for the high school reunion, right? He like, yeah, I'm with it. He's like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, we're going to talk about Facebook. We're going to talk about Richmond. We're going to see if we can get some people to come in and call in and whatnot. And, you know, talk about what they doing. You know, it's 20 years later, man. It's a lot of people that's doing a lot of stuff. I mean, you take myself, for instance. Take Ozomatic, for instance. DJ Ozomatic got some things cracking. You know, DJs, clubs, this, that, and the other, and whatnot. We got, you know, we got Shea Sugar as a comedian. We got some other people that's doing some things. And I'm like, let's put some sound and some emotion to this thing. So when people writing about what it is that they doing, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like in a chat room right now. And why ain't nobody in the chat room? Man, I keep coming over here and y'all, you know what I'm saying? Oh, there goes somebody in the chat. All right, that's what I'm saying, you know. You know, come on, say what's up to your boy. So, in any case, long story short, on the third episode of that show that we doing over there, you know, we got Disco Alamo.
Big shout out to T-Dub.
Go back to what I'm saying. Disco Alamo.
What's up, Dub?
You know, I did that Calvin T and Magic Mike show. You know what I'm saying? But Disco Alamo was in there in that same group. This dude is a Richmond rap pioneer. No, fuck that. He a Bay Area rap pioneer. He's a California rap pioneer. You know what I'm saying? Why do I say that? Because, you know what I'm saying? He let me know for a fact that he's the first dude, the first rapper in Richmond to put out a real record. 1986. You know what I'm saying? 1986 Globetown record, Task Force on the one side, and it's a Dance Baby on the other side, right? You know? But long story short, he called in and I got an interview with Disco Alamo. I got an interview with Disco Alamo. Well, it's more of a discussion. You know what I'm saying? It's about 15, 20 minutes, and I'm gonna play it. I'm going to play it in its entirety. You know what I mean? Here, right now. So we can mark this. Today, we got Disco Alamo in the YBBI show. That's right, live from Hawaii. He gonna tell us what he doing. He gonna tell us what he up to. And, you know, basically it's gonna be your boy Black Ice and Disco Alamo and DJ Ozomatic. You know, for all y'all that don't know DJ Ozomatic, he go back. You know what I mean? He go back to 85, 84, 85. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it on and then I'll probably jump in, you know, play one of the tracks off of the first record up out of Richmond. And you know, play some more interview. You know what I mean? And then we going to play some of the shit that we talked about. You know what I'm saying? We got a call in from Renna Sizzle, you know what I mean? Then we gonna play some Clint Flint, cause you know, well, you don't know, but you will know that Clint Flint and Disco Alamo was in a group together. I got a song with Clint Flint, so we gonna throw that on. And that's what's up, man. You know, play some Stress Free, Renaissance, and your boy Black Ice, Trav Lyrics, and that's what's up. Alright, let's get into it. This is the interview, the discussion. D Disco Alamo, live from Hawaii.
Disco!
What's good with it?
What's up, Disco Alley Cat, man? My cousin, man. What is it? Back of the teeth, man. What is it?
Man, just out here in that good Hawaii, man. Get it all in.
Now, that's the business. That's the business. Well, Alley Cat, you know, this my boy Trav right here. Trav Lyrics, you know, co-hosting.
Let me say what's up to Disco Alamo, man. You know, I only had the opportunity to meet you like about two or three times, okay? But, you know, you one of the OG dudes that made me want to rap, you
man,
know? And now I go from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France every Wednesday night, you know? And you have something to do with that, so appreciate you doing what you do.
Or what you used to do, because I don't know what you're doing right now, so I expect you to tell us.
And I'm out here, man, working with this energy drink company called 100 Racks. You know, we're doing it in 22 cities nationwide and 12 states. So I work with a couple of my friends and family members out this way, man. Nolly Badrali and Don got it going on to the break of dawn, you know what I'm talking about. So what we did collectively, we came together, man, and found our way to do some parties and basically get the product in the eyes and sights of the people here in the 808 state, which is Honolulu, Hawaii, and places of that magnitude. So that's all we're doing is working hard, man, you know, day in and day out. We done did about 17 events since January 1st, man, currently to this date. So,
okay.
And we're putting it on there, man.
Y'all doing concerts to get more eyeballs on the drink and get more samples out there so people can know what it's like, what it tastes like?
That's exactly what we're doing. We're doing concerts, after parties, comedy shows, and we even do carnivals and birthday parties if they let us. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, I was on YouTube and I saw Ascari X. He was rapping. He had a 100 Rack shirt on. He was out at, like, a picnic or a party or something.
Well, see, what we did was we collectively went and got a whole bunch of rappers from the Bay Area, man, and other places in the continental United States. And we just attached them to the energy drink, gave them a T-shirt, just tell them to endorse it. And so every time you see them publicly, you know, they basically got a 100 Rack shirt on, and they just keep the people interested in the product and letting them know that we got all things going on, like condoms, we got the energy drinks, we got potato chips, we got energy shots, we got energy bars, we got cigarillos, T-shirts, hats, hoodies. We got something that I'm making right now. We got pajamas, and we also got house slippers. So, I mean, we got a wide range of products, man, for the public, man, to go out there and pick them up. You know what I mean?
Well, where can we go pick them up at? You have a store or an online site or something? A shop or something? What's up?
Man, they can go to 100racks.com. That's 100racks.com. And we got a store, and they can purchase it. You know, Visa, MasterCard, or whatever form of method of payment they choose to use. And definitely the product can be shipped to them. You know, that's whatever they want to get. So they can go shopping, man.
Oh, okay, that's the business.
Okay. It's a good online thing, like the Jones Soda hit them a couple of years ago.
Well, see, we also got the drinks in stores as well. You know, there's a lot of stores in the Bay Area, like the Ma and Pa stores and other places in the United States that got the drink that exclusively hold the drink, you know, and you can buy the drink when you walk into the store. And if not there, then they Akbar them to pick it up so y'all can have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I remember, I know when I was going to the studio, I was going to K. Lou studio, you know, out here, and I know that somebody, I don't know what it was exactly, but they, you know, they had the 100 Rack van next door, and they was all set up and everything, and I was wondering what it was. That's how I found out about it, through the van and the people that were stationed right next door to K. Lou, and I was like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? And they was, you know, energy drink, man. Here, have one.
It was started by another John F. Kennedy graduate, Annette McFarlane. So, you know, that's pretty much who the person who's responsible for it. You know, the company been in existence for about 2 years now. So, you know, I pretty much got wind of it through her. And as fate has it, you know, we brought it out this way, man. So, like I said, we just did the Lil Wayne after party. He was just here last weekend. And, shoots, man, we did about 2,300 patrons came to the after party, man. It was the biggest after party Honolulu, Hawaii has ever seen. So, you know, good things are starting to materialize from that. You know, I've been getting calls and people want us to do exclusive after parties for the Young Jeezy tour. They want to add 6 more days in Lil Wayne up in the Northwest, you know, and they want us to come on board, man, and do the after parties and stuff. So, I mean, it's just going on and on. So, you know, God is truly blessing us, man, and, you know, giving us an opportunity to do some real good things with this company, man.
Well, check this out. Look, as an OG that just came out of self-exile, you know, I'm talking with a few cats over here. Do y'all do anything where y'all bring up independent artists? Because, like, cats out here, the dudes that I'm messing with, cats out here don't really buy their records, but they making sales in, like, France and Japan and Korea and things like that. Right. Do y'all bring in people who, like, smaller names or... You know, maybe because we from the rich, you can slide some Richmond cats in there that's, like, doing some things on a different level.
Well, you know, that's not a problem at all, man. I mean, we keep a door swinging open, you understand me? It's just like the hospital. We 24 hours, so we don't never shut the door. Nobody, anybody come on, get a hug. K-State talent, man, you know, they're always warm and welcome to come on over here. We're going to give them the Aloha spirit and treat them like the kings and queens that they are, so... You know, we don't turn nobody down, man. Anybody that's interested in coming on over here, man, and putting it down, because that's what we basically do over here. We showcase a lot of the local talent, you know, and we give them we create the platform and the format for them to go out there and display their talent, man. So, I mean, definitely my associate and I, you know, we definitely getting some stuff together. We're going to send out a mixtape coming from Honolulu, and we're gonna distribute it all over the continental United States and letting folks know how we do it over here, man. So if anybody got some product they want to send to me, man, they more than welcome, man. And, like I say, we all ears and all welcome for them, man. Come on through.
Okay. Oh, caller, you can call back. I just wanted to get that conversation out there. Caller, come on, caller.
It's all good. But, oh, you know, I got a question for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, you know, I don't know if they can remember. I ain't forgot that. Like, Trav, he remember back in the day, man. You one of the UN... Your boys, Ramon, Chris, Flint, man, y'all was like one of the first rappers or rap groups out of the Bay Area, man. So why don't you go back in time and tell the people how you got started and how you formed your group and made your first single come out and all that.
Wow, man, you taking me back 22 years, man. I'm only 23, man.
Hey, wait, let me tell you this. Like I say, on Wednesday night, 9 p.m. in France, we go from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France. I did a Calvin T. Magic Mike show last week. You feel me?
Right.
So, and I got a song with Clint Flint, and I'm like, you in there? That's the next question. Do you got any music?
See, the funny thing is, I'm going to answer that question secondly. Let me get back to the first question of how it all started. It started back, man, in 81, 82, 83. I don't know if you guys remember a guy named Glenn Plummer. He was in the movie Colors. Minister
Society.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, well, he was my next door neighbor, so, you know, he was pretty instrumental in pretty much getting me started, and he kept telling me, man, keep on doing it. So I hooked up with Clint Flint, the rapping president, and we formed a group called the Globe Boys and later on become Master Groove. And what we would do is we would go to KPOO, Calex out in Berkeley, and various radio stations, KCG, you know, kind of like just listen to my demo type of thing. So they was, you know, gracious enough to play it. And then we kind of got a little spark in the Bay Area. So later on, you know, we kind of broke apart, but I still kept doing my solo thing. And I hooked up with Ramon Avalar and my boy Marvin Salsa. And so, I was doing commercials, you know, little jingles and stuff, for these folks out in San Francisco. I don't know if you ever heard of Warren Buffett, but I was working with Warren Buffett's, son and his daughter-in-law, you know, so I did this little thing called the Pet Rock, which was a little rock in this enclosed little glass case. And so I got a little notoriety from that. And from that spun off, I did my first single, shoots called The Task Force, man. You know, and that was a pretty big hit in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I'm going to stop it right there because The Task Force was a big hit in the Bay Area and it was instrumental for the cats in Richmond. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we grew up on Calvin T and Magic Mike, but I completely forgot about Task Force. This is the first song, man. This is the one that, you know what I mean? This, I don't even know how to put it. But that's what's up, man. It's the YBBI show on 187 Radio. The only place in the world where you gonna go from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France and back in 1 hour, because that's what we do. We gonna let you know. And right now, with no further ado, Here it is. Disco Alamo and the Beat Professors. Task Force. Lucky I can't find that pep rock. I'll play that too.
Peak 7, they're coming. East Hill, they're coming. York Street, they're coming. Globe Town, they're coming. Yeah, the Task Force. Attention, attention, yeah, you down there. This is the task force unit that's in the air. So don't turn your back or act innocent, or try to wipe your pants of the cocaine scent. No need to smile, it's not candy can run. And we won't stop raving till we have all of your task force. Tags and Venus, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the gray boys, the task force. Tags and Venus, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the gray voice. An occupation or a hobby is what it's called. And you probably sell until your hit is bald. Yelling at the unit, advertising your bonus. But you thought it was a bucket and not the rollers. Running to the unit, trying to get the final sale. Son of Hubbard, two dags, now you're off to jail. So you take it in the guts and be just that quick. And you say you want your lawyer, isn't that right click? As you proceed to dial the number, still shocked and nervous. The operator says this number's out of service. So you stare at the phone, and in comes Ena. See you later, home, piss your off to Martin's task force. Dags and Enos, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the gray boys, the task force. Dags and Enos, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the great voice. Well, so the very next day, you and Les got free. Now you work at P7 and 15. You explain to your girl, it's your last resort. Now you must face McKinney and the criminal court. Operation Clean Street and Task Force. One step above the dealers and the CD of course. Always around the track when you least expect it. Maintaining the motto and serve and protect it. Doing their job as Dandy Doodle. Some say the task force is a little too brutal. Task Force. Dags and Enos, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the gray voice, the task force. Dags and Enos, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the gray boys. 98s and bow ties have been stereotyped as a rock Mandela or typical hype. So keep doing what you're doing, go ahead and laugh, because sooner or later you'll get harassed for exploration tag or routine check. But that badge on their chest doesn't mean respect. The task force. Tags and Enos, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the gray boys, the task force. Tags and Enos, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the great boys. The task force.
This mixtape batted DJ Hustle, and I'm hanging out with my boy. Black
Task Force,
YBBI Show, G-Funk and Global Gangster Rap.
Captain of the Force, what's this new idea? Keep the Task Force alive for 3 more years. But if you think for a second, it's a waste of time. Once the Rock runs out of jail, he doesn't say more crime. When the unit came around, you threw your dope on the ground. But you just didn't know you were about to get clowned. Put your hands in the air and spread them wide. You say, damn, I got caught, and there's my Brock. The Task Force. Dags and Enos, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the gray boys, the task force. Dags and Enos, buddy, the task force. Don't forget the gray boys. And if you never saw the unit where they roll 3 deep, up and down the rugged Richmond streets, streets, streets. KD. KD. Larry. Alfred. Dance floors. Don't forget the gray boys.
SPLIFTON, c'est le A, quad 9, négro. I'm on the radio sur le YBBI show avec mon putain de négro Black Eye. C'est ça, on est sur 187 radio et tu ferais mieux d'écouter ça. Ride
up! Yeah, that's what's up, that's what's up. That's Disco Alamo and the Beat Professors. That's 1986 Globetown Records. That's the first record, rap record. That's the first rap record that ever came out of Richmond, California. And you know it would be about the police. So for all y'all people around the world that don't know who the task force is, they the people that come kick in your dough and body slam your mama. Fucked up when you came my mama. You fucked up when you slam my mama. You know, that's important in there. But task force is the police. They the special force that was put together during the crack era. You know, when the CIA put the crack into the black community in order to fund Iran-Contra. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Them was the dudes that come kick in your dough and, you know what I'm saying, do all of that. Planting shit on you and breaking your neck. No, you know, all that police stuff that NWA was talking about, that shit that they say didn't happen. But yeah, so that's it. That's Task Force. And we got the B side to that. It's called Dance Baby. We're gonna play that after we go through the second half of the discussion with Disco Alamo. And like I say, it's the YBBI show on 187 Radio, where you go from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France. I know we way before the G-Funk era, but it's a history lesson. This is a history lesson. When you look through all of your CDs, I'm talking to all my collectors around the world, from Japan to France to Russia to Norway to the UK to Poland to Brazil, you know, Rio de Janeiro and whatnot. When you look in your covers and you see the date on all of that stuff, just remember that Disco Alamo album is 1986. Richmond, California. They've got that 94802 on it. You know, you can see it on Discogs. This is what's up. I probably post it up in the forum, and I always go to the forum, 187radio.com. Click on forum, 187radio.com/chatroom. You want to chat, go to trablyrics.com to find out everything you want to know about your boy Black Ice. Find out about that Clean Collection album that's available right now. Get that I Love My Mama for Mother's Day. It's a raw song. It's a raw song. Unreleased 1999, you know what I'm saying? But it's a raw song, shit, man. What's the difference between me and, you know, anybody else that writes songs? I Love My Mama, Right or Wrong, Clean and Easy. Get that on the Clean Collection. Go to travlyrics.com or Google your boy Black Ice Clean Collection. All right, let's get back into this discussion with Disco Alamo right now. I'm gonna rewind it a little back so you can you know, get readjusted to the story of where Alamo was leading up to the release of Task Force.
So I was doing commercials, you know, little jingles and stuff for these folks out in San Francisco. I don't know if you ever heard of Warren Buffett, but I was working with Warren Buffett's son and his daughter-in-law. You know, so I did this little thing called the Pet Rock, which was a little rock in this enclosed little glass case. And so I got a little notoriety from that. And from that spun off, I did my first single, shoots called the Task Force, man. You know, and that was a pretty man. Big hit in the Bay Area. And so, you know, man. I was the first cat from Richmond, California, man, to make a phonographic 33 and a third inch record, man. So, you know, you know what I'm saying? Even though we had the Calvin Tees and the Magic Mikes, you know, they were pretty instrumental in the Richmond scene, along with E-40. This was a young E-40 back then. You know, he didn't have the stars and stripes overnight like he do right now. But if you chop it up with 40, I tell you, man, Alamo was one of the first cats, man. That was pretty instrumental in getting his career started. So that's pretty much how the whole thing took place, man. And then, you know, one thing led to another. And, you know, I got to producing one of Master P's groups, Sons of Funk. I don't know if y'all remember them.
Yep.
So I was pretty much instrumental in taking them on the 33 city tour across the continental United States, you know. And I messed with Bobby Womack for a little while. I was his road dog, his assistant road dog for a little while, man. So, you know, I kind of spread my wings a little bit in this music industry. And to answer your second question, man, my daughter, she's the only person probably that I know that has a Disco Alamo record, man. And I got to, you know, call up and ask her to give it to me. I have to give it to y'all or give it to somebody. But she holding on that. That's her daddy's prized possession, man. So she might not get it up to y'all that easy. You feel me?
Well, I'm going to tell you, this is what I want to do. I want to... Because right now, what you're talking right now is going to go on podcast and it's going to be out there for everybody to listen to, right? But right. What I want to do is I want to take it and chop it and put it on my show for the French and the Japanese cats and play, you know, whatever music I can. I want to play the interview regardless. You feel right. me? But, or just a discussion, because it ain't really no interview. You just tell them this like you know it. You feel me? So,
right.
But I want to play the interview because I need the cast to know how instrumental Richmond was in this whole Bay Area thing. Like, I done had a conversation. I had a two-hour conversation with Digital D, you know, from Starlight Studios. Feel me? So
right.
We've been doing this show for a year, and my sixth show was Digital D because he recorded my first shit back in 92.
Okay.
And he was just laying it down. So I got a two-hour conversation with him, and I want to talk to all of the people in Richmond that's willing to talk to me. And, you know, believe it or not, between you, Diz, my partner, Renacy, you like the third person that will call back. Like
wow.
that. Yeah, believe it or not.
I mean, you know me, man. I like to speak on it, man. You know, I'm the youth that speak the truth. You understand me? So I was right there in the center of it, you know, and so when you talk about Digital D and Starlight, you know, that's what when Tupac and Digital Underground used to go down there to 13th Street in back of the Kaiser Hospital. You know, I remember them days very well, but a lot of people don't realize, you know, that Richmond was very instrumental as far as getting the music out in the Bay Area as far as the rap scene was concerned. And if I know we call it, that's Mr. Harris' son, right?
Exactly.
Jones Harris, yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. He down in SAC. He's still mixing and everything. He makes my partner Renacy album. That's the dude that I was talking about shooting you the stuff. Cause he a young cat, but I mean he on his album he got like Dead Prayers and Sugar Free and who else he got on there? MCA. You know what I'm saying? He's from Richmond though. You feel me? But his music is selling in Japan and France and Canada and all these other places.
Okay, well, I mean, that's what you got to do, man. You got to stretch it beyond the borders, man. You know, you just can't stay with city limits, man. You got to keep that thing moving, and that's a good thing that the youngster carrying the torch and he riding with that thing, man, you know, because like I tell people all the time, man, you might not be no superhero in your backyard, man, but you will become somebody once you leave. So that's just the way it goes, but it's always good to come back and spread that love and spread that wealth. But I do recall Digital D working with Big League Records back in the day with Richie Rich, you know, so... Richie Rich is one of the endorsers of the drink as well, you know.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of old school cats and a lot of new school cats like the Yuck Mouths, and the Messy Mars and JT the Bigger Figure, man. A lot of cats up out there, Frisco area and that Oakland area. We also got Gucci Mane, you know, and Snoop Dogg. So there's a lot of heavy hitters, man, that we got on the roster, man, that's endorsing the drink, and it's all coming together. And like I say, man, it's not him better than him or them better than them. You know, everybody just coming together, one big collabo, man, and we just trying to push the product as best we can, man, and help everybody else that want to be helped, you know what I mean? So that's what we here for. And then, you know, 100 Racks of White, we doing it a little bit different than everybody else in the space, because, you know, we got different music over here. We got the Jawaiian reggae-style music that the brothers is pumping out, and they got some real good artists out here, man, but they don't get no recognition nowhere else but here in Hawaii. So our job exclusively is to get them brothers out there in neighborhoods and different areas like Japan, like you were speaking of, that probably won't even get heard, man. So that's what we doing, yo.
Yeah, well, that's what's up. I'm trying to play my position, because I say, when they talk about, this is where I go, when they talk about Disco Alamo and Calvin T and Magic Mike and Digital D, I need them to talk about Trav Lyrics and your boy Black Ice, too.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, you know, like Juan's, I remember Juan's back in the day. I mean, you know, even though you and I say we met each other two or three times, man, but, you know, as long as we touch each other lives in a positive format, in a positive way, that's all that matters to me, man. You know what I'm saying? So I remember Juan's when he was a youth first, too, back in the day. You know, he was trying to get on the wheels of steel, and we used to run him about a Messy Marv house, man. Get up out of here, you. Get him back. If we ever got on, he would carry our bags through the airport. We did tell him that, though.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Wanzi.
Yeah.
As a matter, did I see T Dub on the line?
Yeah, he on right now. He on right now. Being patient. What's up, T Dub?
Nah, he dropped off.
He dropped off. Okay, okay, okay. He dropped off that quick. Okay, yeah, he was just on the line.
Call back, T-Dub. My bad. You know, I get into this music conversation, man. I feel I might be able to be that dude that can help put the Richmond in the right position. You know what I mean?
yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
And if I get into that conversation, when I get into that mode, man, I'll be like, you know, hey, let's keep it going, you know. But, you know, I'm not a radio show host. I play one on the internet, you know,
right?
What I mean?
I mean, but all the controversy I be hearing about the Filthy Pot, you know, that's what they call Richmond, California, man, the Filthy Pot, man, you know, the gloom and the doom, man. Richmond always got a bad name and probably always get a bad name. But as long as his brothers like, you know, you, I, One Time, and my man T'd up about that Sacktown, you know, doing some really positive things and some influential things, man. You know, we got to keep holding that torch, man, and keeping that light burning, man, and shining. Because a lot of cats going to knock. They're going to knock the hustle from whatever reason they're going to knock it for. But at the same time, we got to still come through the dust and the dirt, man, and keep it up. You know what I'm talking about?
And that's for sure right there.
And that's real T. It came all the way back around, how it happened. I mean, you out there doing that. We out here. This is just like an idea we threw together, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? With the little show. But like I said, the other show, that came as a result of a whole nother shit. I would have to buy you lunch, you know what I mean, and explain that to you. I couldn't even explain it to you in this 10 minutes that I got left on right here. But, that's what's up. I need to get your contact information. You don't have to give it to me over there, you know what I mean? But
Right.
I need to get that so I can forward you. I want to forward you the show with Digital and me talking. You can listen to that while you're in the traffic, and you can check out the show that we got going on over there. Because all the podcasts are up. We done did like about 48 shows now.
So we
doing it for real. The it ain't like it's something that we starting to do, you know.
Okay.
But that's just it. Like I say, I'm glad to be on the line with you, because this is what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's always a pleasure, man, to holler at some folks, man, that really just put the foundation in the ground, man. You know what I mean? That's continuing to build that thing up to where it's at, man. So I applaud you, brothers, man. I take my hat off to y'all, man. and keep reaching out to the youth, man, because, you know, it ain't really over until the fat lady sing, and she ain't nowhere near the mic. So, you know, y'all keep doing and pursuing and doing what you do, man. So, like I say, I'm really proud of you brothers, man, stepping up to the plate, man, and keeping this thing really where it's supposed to be in perspective-wise, man. So, you know, it's really, truly big ups, man. Like, a lot of folks think it's palm trees and sun breeze out here, man, but, you know, it's really just getting in where you fit in. So I just found a niche out here. I was blessed enough to find a niche out here, man, and, you know, bring that Richmond spirit to it, man, in a good way, and show these folks out here, man, that we could do some positive stuff as well, man. So everybody been latching on and catching on, and so they basically, you know, saying, okay, we see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, let's ride with this cat. I'm like, nah, don't ride with me. Be down with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of cats get in the car and jump out of the car, man. Just be down like four flats and no jack, man. We're going to go through this struggle together and do it how we're supposed to do it. So.
Let's see. We got a black caller. I'm going to catch this caller. Let's see who this caller is. Caller, you on the line. Block number. What's up?
JFK 20. What's going on, y'all?
Oh, everything is good. Who is this? Who is we talking to?
man, this is JFK. Let me see. This is JFK 11.
this is Renesty, man. This is the guy that I was talking about that I'm gonna send you the information to, Alamo. The one with Renesty. Not like Hennessy, but sound the same.
Right. He's a Renaissance man.
Another DJ described as Red Kool-Aid and Hennessy. Renaissance. Greetings, my brothers.
So it's all good. I'm glad you called in, man, because, you know, like you say, I know you've been listening to the show. He out there in Hawaii.
You know I just caught it, too, but you know what I'm saying? DJ Osmatic, where my dude at, man?
Yeah, present like a gift. Yes, sir.
KDNK?
Oh, boy. He said KDNK. Man, boy, you went back 12 years, man. That's sad.
You know, see, they didn't know. We go back, too. You feel me?
Yeah. I was talking to Trav last week, man, and he reminded me about Choice and Vallejo.
Yes,
and
sir.
I remember going there on Thursday nights. Y'all used to hold it there on Thursday nights, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, actually, my dude.
Was you and your brother?
Huh?
Was it you and your brother or something that used to hold it down there on Thursday nights? Yeah, I remember that, man. Yeah, I remember that for sure.
I used to be the fake DJ up there spinning CDs.
Yes, sir, man. Yeah, them KDNK days, boy. Whew, I miss those days. But it's all good, though. Moving forward, man.
Go from being a fake DJ to selling 25,000 records in 4 years.
That's my real craft.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Yes, sir.
That's what's up. You know, we even got some people in the chat room. There's some other people listening in to us right now.
We got
guests 7040, 7,000. We got about 6-8 people in the chat room, man. They not talking, but they listening.
Hey, listen, that's who we need.
Hey, listen, make sure y'all go to Alamo, what's the website again?
Man, go to 100racks.com, man, 100racks.com, or y'all can go to our MySpace page. What's in MySpace page, man?
God, it's a 50, got an assistant pimp,
man. 100racks and 100, man, that's a page, cuzzo.
He said 100racks, go again.
100racks Hawaii, that's our MySpace page.
Okay, 100racks, 100racks Hawaii, 100racks Hawaii.
Yep, and you know, let us add you, man. You know what I mean? Drop us a line or two, and let us add you, and we'll keep you posted up on what we got going on, man.
Okay, well then that's what I'll do. I'm gonna hit you on the who be taking you be checking it, or you, do it get back to you?
We got an administrator that be checking it all the time, man.
Okay. Ooh, so then this was like I say, this is what I do. I'm gonna add y'all on that, and y'all be looking for the YBBI show. Richmond, Cali to Paris, France, and cause like I said, I get your information. Well, I got your number right here, don't I?
Yes, sir.
I can hit you right here. At this 808 number.
Yes, sir. 808. That's me. Okay. Right. Oh, the MySpace. I'm saying it's HUNID. HUNID.com.
Yeah. That's what I thought. That was going to say on the energy drink. So I'm like, man, he went from, yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, but we go HUNID too, you know, for the folks that really can't read it correct. They think it's HUNID.
We got another caller. Let's bring this other caller in because we got 4 minutes left. So let's bring him in and see what's what. Black caller. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Black caller, what's up?
Man, what's good with y'all, sir? This is your boy Black Ice and Ozomatic.
Yeah, it's your boy Black Ice. I'm Trav Lyrics on this show.
Okay. I'm looking at your picture. Say your boy Black Ice. All right, Trav Lyrics. This is Lethal, GC Radio. What's good with y'all?
Oh, what's up, man? We keeping the T.I., man. What's up with you, boy?
Oh, man, holding it down, about to hit these streets, you know, blazing up the internet with this radio thing.
Okay, well, don't let the folks know what you got going on, man.
Oh, man, nothing, man. I just, you know, I'm sitting checking my emails and, you know, checking the internet like I do every day, you know what I mean? I came across y'all doing your thing, man, so I wanted to, you know, make sure I called in and shout y'all out, man.
Oh, okay, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to link up with DJ Boo right now. About to hit these streets.
Okay.
We got another caller.
Y'all good brothers. Kate, keep doing your thing, man.
For sure.
All right.
For calling in, man.
Let me get this other caller in here. We got 2 minutes. We getting down to the wire. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. All right. Caller, 510-275. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Young Wazzy, man? I got your message, man. You got to forgive me, man. I tried to get in on the internet, man, but it wasn't working, so I decided to call in.
It's all good, Hugh. Man, what's up, man? It's Trav. It's Hugh. You know Trav. Y'all know each other.
Yeah, I know Trav. What's up, Trav?
Oh, what's up, man? You know what I'm saying? You know, we on here, seeing what's happening with the John F. Kennedy, you know what I'm saying, alumni. You know, a lot of us didn't go to college. So that's my alumni right there.
I feel you. So how long is everything for? I mean, how long is this gonna last? 30 minutes?
The show is over in another minute, cause you called in at the last minute, you know. But we'll be back next Monday at 9 PM.
Okay.
If more people call in and want to talk about something, we'll stretch it out to an hour. You feel me?
We got total control of this, Young Hugh. Me and Trav got total control, man. We our own bosses, man. We call all the shots, man.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, man.
Yeah, that's what we doing, man.
I'm glad.
Look. Go ahead, Hugh. You got 10, 15 seconds.
Well, I'm gonna just call in next week, man. I'm gonna make sure it's more earlier than next time. I didn't know it was this short.
All right. This all know.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling in, man. We're gonna stay in touch with you, man. Honey Rack people, records.
Excuse me, sweetheart. May I have this dance?
I'll do anything for you, Mr. Alamo. Dance, baby.
Electrifying is the word that besties cry. Take your hips, your lips, and especially thighs. So dance, baby. I never danced with a tender who moves like you. Constant freak motion is what you do. As I begin to get closer and into the mood, you turn into an
angel and tried to elude. So then I said, oh baby, why play this role? And at the blink of an eye, she had lost control. Cause you will dance, baby. Dancing with you, it really turns me on. You make me feel as though I'm in another zone. As the sweat falls from my head onto my toe, the rising of my nature is a high tempo. But I never would have thought I would get a chance. And the question I'll ask is, will you dance? Look real deep as I begun to do the smirk. You did the prep, waving your hands in the air while your body shook. Assuming my status as a worm out of a book, with no intention to provoke an incident, I just left you on the floor like a piece of lint. Cause you will dance, baby. Up your mouth, you begin to speak. I played as dumb as you were and spoke a little Greek. And the party was moving with the freaks on the floor. She turned into an imbecile and headed for the door. At the split of a second, she took another look and dotted down my number in her little black book. Cause you will dance, baby.
Yeah, that's Dance Baby off that B-side of that Task Force from Disco Alamo. You know what I'm saying? We about to get off into some of this 3D's Dang Drinking Dominoes, because that's me and your boy Clint Flint. You know, it's real important, the record, because you see Clint Flint was in a group with Disco Alamo back in the mid-80s, and I reached back and grabbed Clint Flint the same way Rennessy reached back and grabbed me for Stress Free. So this is a very important record. What that is.
It's your boy B.I.
It's your boy B.I.
Got my nigga Clint. Throwing your man down about this
Dang Drinking Dominoes. It's very important.
Show y'all how we do it on the west side.
It's like links coming together.
Goddamn.
Rennessy wanna be B.I.
Is a friend of mine. Used to drink time, but now your boy hang with Jack because he back and he down, man. Used to didn't fuck around with the brown when I was a youngster, had bad lungs, never got loaded. So I hit the fire water till I was bloated and exploded with more gang, more raps, more hoes. And nobody knows where the nose goes with the nose closed. Suppose if I didn't have no buzz in me, I'd probably trip off a partner that's mugging me. But when I perch, nigga, I chase the cat. Ain't trying to get crossed up in no combat. Cause if I can't see, well, I can't bang. And if I can't win, well, I don't want to play today. Stay in the mood, everything all right. Throw it up if you're perking with the best side, west side.
Up the bag, you roll me a fat Taylor player. Look, every morning before I'm yawning, I'm reaching for the duvet in the ashtray. Man, I'm always blowing on cabbage. Why? I guess I gotta have it. It might just be a habit because I always want it. Always got five on it, man. I be smoking like a chimney, perking on a Hennessy, but y'all don't hear me. So let me get a little more specific and tell you why I'm addicted on a plant to keep me lifted. Look, I got a problem and I'm confessing. I can't live without herbal essence in my possession. So y'all can call me a pothead, cause I'ma smoke bud until I drop dead.
Nigga, this is the last thing right here.
what's this? Shaking pool seven as I slam big six, cause I'm driving, trying to hold my domino. Can't let my niggas down, side bets on the flow. Let me show these niggas how this point thing done. Now it's back on me, rookie, you under the gun. Slide that ace one and try to play dead, and watch my partner come and bust open your head. Straight kissing as he mentioned, bend the corner too. This next fool, nigga, what you wanna do? Fuck them three hoes, cause I'm like, what's that? Swamp in the gut, left out where you at? The Bayou Classic, hit the blunt and just puff, puff, pass it. And here we come with that 644X and that ace blank. Another twomp to the board, rookie, what you think? I can play the cab drive if you want me to. Look at my partner, set it up with that big blank deuce. Now drop what you got and recognize these. Domino, nigga, quarter pounder with cheese.
Business. It's your folks, Rena C, hanging with your boy Black Ice right here on the YBBI show.
Stress free.
Oh, you know we had to remix it for the collab.
I'm trying to live stress free.
Remix.
So many social problems. Living in my community, plus I'm loving the spit every time I'm given an opportunity. And when you black, there's no way to get rid of your stress. And if you try, there's always some political mess designed to keep my people on this poverty strife. Would've built everything upon this planet, but can't live a quality life. For instance, take a look at events that we're still against. Freedom was a false pretense, though we had diligence, though militants. That's America's definition to brainwash my people to despair. Repetition, we need to listen to ourselves instead of this bad information. If we stay on this path, we'll be in a sad situation. It's bad enough we mentally stain like spotty clothes with eternal hate for the rest of our race. Nobody knows. But God, don't let them test me, or I'm gonna be one cat out of control till my soul was living stress-free.
Is there any way how I can escape the stress? Through my song, this how I communicate the best. And this song is just a small quote from my diary, and I hope that it inspires you the same way it inspired me. Is there any way how I can escape the stress? Through my song, this how I communicate the best. And this song is just a small quote from my diary, and I hope that it inspires you the same way it inspired me.
I ain't stress-free, cause hella fools wanna test me. Please believe G.O.D. he done blessed me. I wasn't lying when I said just the first time. I'm TrapLyrics.com, he's about mine. I don't mind with a trunk full of songs, but hella fools keep asking me where the flow's at. I let them know that it's free on the internet. Worldwide full of motherfuckers don't get it yet. I'm finished yet, I'll be back on the next train. Some Filipinos then broke me off the rock of rain. I'm as amazed every time your boy hit the dough. 15,000 half perched on the XO. Spec no, rumble when they poppin' me. Look at me, automatic ecstasy. Worry free until your boy had to press first foot off the plane.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the YBBI show number 47. That's what's up. I wanna say what's up to Breeze out there in Siberia, man. I told you that you was either gonna love me or hate me, man. I wait for your response, cause you was damn showing this show. Y'all can hit up Breeze at Breeze Diamond Style. That's BREEZ.diamond-style.com. Y'all can hit him up, check out his beats. The boy got tight beats. Wait till that your boy Black Ice Gone International album come out. Make sure y'all go to the TrapLyrics.com and hit up your boy Black Ice music. Find out everything that you want to know about your boy Black Ice. Learn about that clean collection. Learn about that mama song, the mama song, the mama song. I love my mama, right or wrong. clean and easy, or just get the clean version, man. Big shout out to DJ Drum out there in Picayune, you know, cop that album, you know what I mean. What else, man? Oh yeah, make sure y'all go to Trav Lyrics On Demand at the TravLyrics.com because you gotta go check on the BAG Funk Cafe. We got Society's Creation posters and t-shirts, Renesy posters and t-shirts, of course your boy Black Ice posters and t-shirts, and we got the legendary K-Lou posters and t-shirts, and we just added Jimmy Black. We just added Jimmy Black. That's an ATH. All These Hoes, Inc./Mactivity. Go check it out, man. We got some nice little t-shirts in there for Jimmy Black. You know, Global Coastal from Richmond, Cali, all the way to Syracuse, New York. That's how we get down. So, you know what I mean? That's what it is. It's your boy, Black Ice, the YBBI Show on 187 Radio. Make sure you come to the forum. Log in. You know, chop it up. They man, you gotta come see what's happening in France. What's up to everybody out in Italy? Hope y'all doing all right with the earthquakes and shit. And what's up to everybody out in Brazil, out there in Argentina, out there in India? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? It's over. It's the YBBI Show 47. I'm done. I'll see you next week.